Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the world according to Velvet. This is Velvet reporting live from Rocks and Things Metaphysical in Whitefish, Montana, conjunct the center of the galaxy. It is Friday, May 29th. Okay, it's been a week since we've talked. I hope everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land is doing well. And I just have a few announcements that I would like to make before we get into the show. Just so you know, the Kundalini schedule is in the midst of change right now. I'm still doing my 4 a.m. satna on Friday and my 7 a.m. class. City Cod has gone over to East Glacier, to Serrano's, for the summer. I'm teaching next Tuesday at 9 a.m. to continue her class, but I'm not sure if we're going to continue because things are a little bit in flux right now. I'm going to keep the Friday one, but we haven't come up with our summer schedule. So the other thing that's happening on Tuesday is there's a couple things happening Tuesday. Well, the farmer's market has started. The other thing that's happened is a former resident of the valley, Ambujam, is coming back. She'll be doing an intentional group power healing class on Tuesday at 7:30 here at Rocks and Things in the Gathering Space. The cost is $40. You can sign up online at tinyurl.com/tinyurl.com/6gngm. If you can't find it on that, go to ambujamhealing.com and you can sign up probably through, you'll find a link through there. So it's an intentional group power healing that activates your true self, multiplies healing energies, and creates the opportunity to resolve personal and world karma. Ambujam, when she lived here, she did several really powerful group healings here at the store. So if you're not doing anything and you're interested in the group healing, she's really good. So the other thing that we're doing on Tuesday, we're doing it at the park in Whitefish, right close to where I do my reflexology. We are going to continue our group dreaming. It's a full moon. It's a full moon in Sagittarius. And that's kind of why we are doing our dreaming. We're doing this group dreaming together on the new moon and the full moon. And so I've had a couple of people who are interested who don't live here who want to dream with us. And so what I'm going to encourage is that we stay in touch. You know, one gal, I have her phone number, I'm going to call her. And she's in Bozeman, and we're going to try to start dreaming together because that's the whole idea of dreaming a new dream for our planet is that there are pockets of dreamers all over the world who are dreaming a new future for our planet, a future where life is valued, a future where you're valued for being who you are, doesn't matter what your race or your sex or your gender preferences or your job, that you are valued for the unique human that you are. And so we're going to dream. That's probably going to be 7:30, quarter to 8. We'll probably start closer to quarter to 8 because the market is shutting down at that time. So the full moon actually is at 9:09 p.m. We'll be done, but we're still working in the energy of it. So that's what I know of that's going on here. Kind of postponed my sacred body posture classes for a while. I'm still processing my trip to Ireland. A lot of stuff has come up since I got home, and I'm just still processing, so I need a little more time. Okay, so what is happening? Well, one of the things I noticed, there's a couple things I noticed since I got home. One, I've had anxiety since I got home. And I think I've always had empathy. So I always have to get really clear about whose anxiety. Is it mine? Is it the people around me? Is it just an energy thing? And I think right now, because Mercury is retrograde in Gemini, what that does, so as I understand it, and I'm not an official astrologer, I'm almost an official astrologer, but what Mercury in Gemini does, it's in its natural sign, but people who have a lot of planets in Gemini have a lot of excess energy, and they can have really, really busy minds. And being a Gemini, it's like the twins, right? So part of the tension within the Gemini is the duality. You know, I have a few Geminis that talk about having a good twin and an evil twin, and those two are always having a battle. So if you think about Mercury and Gemini, you can use it to sharpen your mind and see beyond duality, or you can get stuck in duality. And I think, now that I'm thinking about it, I haven't checked the astrology in a while, I think Mars might be in Gemini. And that's an intense energy. I think there's some astrologers who think that people who have Mars in Gemini have a tendency to be violent. And so, anyway, that is just, a little side note. So that's been going on. And, oh, my gosh, there's somebody walking in, and I wonder if she wants to be on my radio show. Do you want to? Tell me who you are.
I'm Erin Blair.
And what are you up to today?
I just got a pedicure.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So me and my multiple personalities, I think that when somebody comes in, there's a purpose. And there's something that you have to or not have to. Should you choose that there's something that you have to share with everybody?
Hmm.
Is there anything that you're doing that you want to share, or anything that you're perceiving about the world that you would like to share?
Is there a theme?
Well, I was just talking about Mercury retrograde in Gemini, but what I've noticed this week, I was in here yesterday, I had two women just bawling, because I think people have been bumping up against themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they're making these huge breakthroughs, and part of the breakthrough is just like letting go. Surrendering. So I don't know. We don't really have a theme because it's just me. And now it's you, so you can create the theme.
Wow. So unexpected.
I know. I love putting people on the spot.
Totally on the spot.
I said, we're going to have some shenanigans in here, and so part of shenanigans is putting people on the spot, I guess.
Wow. Boy, I guess I don't even know. What? Maybe you should ask me a question.
Okay. So, how is your world?
My world has been really up in the air. Like, I have had a ton of unexpected things happen where it seems like things aren't really coming together, or loose ends, lots of loose ends.
Ooh.
And I guess I've been just being okay with that, because there's not really a whole lot you can do to change it.
Right.
Right?
And so you don't let it pull you out of your center.
No.
And how is that different than in the past?
I could see that in the past I might have spiraled a lot in my mind. I might have tried to overthink things or try to force things or, I don't know. I guess now I feel like more I'm just letting everything come together.
Trust.
As it will, trust.
There we go. That's cool.
Yeah.
Because I think, and maybe that's what this whole thing about bumping up against themselves, like one woman says, she goes, I'm taking jujitsu because I can't surrender. And
mm-hmm.
so you get somebody in your face,
mm-hmm.
and you have to surrender, because it's totally an energy thing. And, life is really a surrender.
Yeah.
To stop trying, it's that whole idea about control, that serenity prayer,
mm-hmm.
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah.
and so much of what's happening right now, we do not have any control. All we have, I always tell my daughter, all we have control about is our attitude.
That's really true. Your attitude. I mean, just whether you want to practice acceptance or going with the flow, or, I mean, you can always see the opportunity to take steps to, you know, try to pull things together or keep things in forward motion to the best of your ability, but sometimes you just have to sit on your hands and wait
for things to
and be patient and trust.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. And which it's kind of zinging me to another topic.
Okay.
So I just got back from Ireland. Okay.
Facebook.
And I sort of became obsessed with these goddesses of Ireland. And do you know what one of the major goddesses of Ireland is?
No.
Erin.
I know that it's Gaelic.
Yeah, and it
means Ireland.
Yes, and it comes from the word, I never know how to pronounce, I don't know that language, E-R-I-U, and then it became Ireland. And so in the mythologies of Eru, she was a goddess. She was a triple goddess. And
you might want to tell these people my name is Erin.
Oh, I thought you said it.
Did I?
Yeah. Erin Blair. That sounds kind of Scottish and Irish. And
yeah, there's a flag for that.
So Erin, this, I guess what I was thinking about, they kind of jumped to this whole going with the flow thing. So Erin, I think, was a goddess who had foresight, okay? And she was a member of a people called the Tuath D'Anu. They were called the Shining Ones. And they had come from the Western Sea or whatever, and they drove similar to the Titans in Greek mythology, they drove the Formarians, I think that's how you say it, to a particular part of the island, and they became in the power, they got the power. And then the Spanish Celts came, the Milesians, okay, and they were really a powerful group of people. And so this Erin, I think she dreamed, or she had some awareness that there was a change of guard occurring and that her people were going to lose power. And she said, well, she went to the Milesians and she said, well, if I get behind you guys, will you name Ireland after me? And her two sisters did the same thing. And so these sisters, they were a triple goddess, you know, I think the mother, maiden, crone, the warrior, healer, archetypes, right? And so they named Ireland after her. And she was actually killed along with her sisters and their husbands. They were all married to kings. But before she, in the battle between the Milesians and the Tuath D'Anu, but she foresaw that these Milesians would rule Ireland for thousands of generations, and that it would be good for the land. Mm-hmm. And so she surrendered her own personal control over Ireland, because she was a queen as well as, you know, they kind of made her a goddess. You know, was she human? Who knows? For the greater good. And I think this whole idea that there's these vast sweeping changes that are happening right now. And it seems, you know, in our own little lives, I think if we've done our work, they don't seem so overwhelming. You know, we just see things and we watch things unfold, and sometimes we can get hooked a little bit, but we can bring ourselves back to center. But I think there's something happening right now that doesn't look pretty, that doesn't look like it's going to be any fun, but it feels like it's for the greater good. And so, you know, in our own little lives, our lives aren't little, I shouldn't say it that way, in our own little, but in our individual lives, you know, and we're all important. We all play our own unique role, right? And if we're trying to control other people or every situation around us, we aren't moving with the flow of our life and moving with our destiny. We're trying to control things. And so, depending on who we are and how much work we've done, you know, this is really a powerful time, Erin, to like in Kundalini Yoga, they say, be the lighthouse. So if you let just life you know, you act when it's time to act. You're still when it's time to be still. You stand there and you shine your light. You're an example to other people. You know, and I don't know that whole thing about when do we surrender and when do we give up, because I came back with from Ireland with a little bit of fight in me.
Well, they do have that reputation.
I'm going, my ire is up, you know. And I've noticed I'm really getting triggered by injustice right now. Mm. Like somebody just, and I know I'm, this is,
me too.
This is Friday, this is Friday Freeform, and we go wherever we want to go. So somebody just texted me just prior to this radio show about this media campaign where women in India are thanking men for not killing them or raping them.
Hmm.
You know, and in a way it's like, well, yeah. I mean, but it almost feels like, why do they have to thank them? It should be just, you know.
Well, isn't that kind of like thanking your child for good behavior to reinforce good behavior? Is that their thinking?
Well, and I don't know. To me, I totally didn't interpret it that way. I got, my eye of Ra came out. I kind of got inflamed. Well, yeah, we should be very grateful for the men who are decent men. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of decent men. But I don't know if you've been paying any attention to what's been happening in India.
No.
Women are very diminished there. Not, you know, not every one of them, but they rape, there, you know, in the last couple of years, they've raped women in the streets and nobody's done anything.
Oh, my God.
And beat them. And it's like this, there's a lot of violence against women there. And so, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I needed that perspective because I'm just going, well, why should we have to thank anybody for just being good humans?
Why should I have to thank my kid for cleaning up her dishes? Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's expected, but sometimes I think it's a reminder in, you know,
right.
A positive reminder.
Right. Well, and in India, you know, that there's a lot of, I don't know what the right word is, but, you know, one of the women said, I thank my uncle for not assaulting me when my parents were around. I thank my coworker for not raping me and killing me when we were out by ourselves. I mean, because there's a whole different culture.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it just sort of shocks me.
That would actually be a great T-shirt, like, thank you for not raping me today.
Well, and you know, there, I know, well, thank you for, but I'm going, well, yeah. But we're, you know, what are we doing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just noticed that kind of stirred me up a little bit.
Definitely noticed. I've been triggered by injustice too, and I definitely have a smaller, I don't know, radius of perception because or perspective because I don't watch, you know, world news very much. I'm not on social media very much. I've really isolated myself from all this information because it's too freaking overwhelming.
Well, and that's Yogi Bhajan said we would be overwhelmed with information. And it's really, really, I think, first of all, it's addicting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a distraction from a lot of times. I mean, I think it helps us see how connected we are. However, it's a distraction and there's a lot of manipulation.
There is. And also, I'm reminded of like the power of now.
Right.
And how easy it is, especially for women, to buy into and associate with other people's pain and like literally take it on empathetically, right? And I can't experience everybody else's pain. I've got too much pain of my own.
Right.
But if there's something I can do, you know, in my work, in my daily work,
right?
You know,
and that's how we have power to affect the people that come to us on a daily basis.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously you want to hold a higher vibration and pray and, you know, all of these good things, but at the same time, like, if you start getting sucked into these individual injustices in the world, I think it could just be, it could be enough to make you just go to bed forever.
Well, and I think that, you know, that the woman who sent me that text, she said what she's noticing is she's feeling a battle within herself first, and then she sees kind of like a reflection out in the world. It's kind of like that Don Miguel kind of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that there is all of this, well, because Gemini, right? Gemini is the twins. So you can either see beyond the duality, you can see what everything has in common, or you can get stuck in masculine or feminine, left, right. putting the hand way away from the microphone. So I think that's a really good point, and thank you for the reminder, because I think it is really easy for me to get distracted. I was a journalism major, so I got so used to reading the news, and well, for a long time, if it was in print, I believed it. You know, if it's written, it must be true.
Yeah. If the FDA clears it, it must be okay and good for you.
I know that. Well, that was enough to make me want to go roll over and put the covers over my head that you couldn't trust the government or the politicians. You can't trust any of those.
You can't trust anything anymore. I mean,
your
especially
heart.
Yourself, really. Yeah. I mean, that's why it's so important to not get sucked into just everybody else's story all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, but when I came back from Ireland, you know, I think I came back with a little bit of that ire, because there's still people in Ireland that are stuck in that story of 800 years of oppression. And they still hate the English. You know, and I'm English and Irish. And I found myself, because I identified more with the Irish, hating the English, hating being in London, you know. Yeah. Yeah. However, I have ancestors from, I'm like all over the British Isles, so I'm it all, right?
I'm a mutt.
And, you know, there was a Native American who told me that when she was talking about when there's some sort of violence, like, you know, one of my friends said the English went to Ireland, raped the Irish, married the Irish, and then tried to convince the Irish that the rape never happened. And that what this woman said is, well, anytime there's a perpetrator, they inflict their pain on you. And you carry that pain around in you, and you don't know that it isn't you. And so it creates a battle within you that you can only heal by forgiveness. And I feel like when I came home from Ireland, I think I had it ancestrally, but I brought some of that unforgiveness home. And so then now this is all tied to the liver gallbladder and the season and the spring. And it's called the Emerald Isle, so it's totally about the liver, right? I mean, the Emerald Isle, Ireland, ire, is all about either being out of balance with your liver, think about the drinking, not being able to metabolize your grief, okay? And if you can shift it, you shift into compassion, and you can access your own piece of the divine plan. And move with conviction towards what you're here to do. And so it felt like to me that the Irish on some level are still processing, they're still chewing, they haven't digested and forgiven and accessed their own unique piece of the plan. You know, and I think that in our own country, the Native Americans, that's another thing with some of the Native Americans, is there's still a lot of anger. And I think anger in Chinese medicine is the energy that pushes the seed, helps the seed push the soil to the sun. And so it's a really strong growth energy, but with drinking, you just recirculate that energy. You don't actually grow. You just recirculate the anger. And so, I don't know, I'm just talking off the top of my head. I just feel like there's so much opportunity right now to use anger. Even injustice is tied to the gallbladder meridian and the spring. Mm-hmm. So if we get incensed by injustice on whatever level, but it's usually about the physical, what's happening in the physical world. The metal element, the lungs and large intestine, is more about, you know, God, something God did, or goddess, or whatever. But so if we are incensed by injustice, it's because our wood element is out of balance. We aren't growing. We aren't using that energy to do something.
Yeah. For good instead of evil.
Right. You know, or self-will versus, you know, the highest good. And so do you want to share what you've been in, what injustices are bothering you?
One off the top of my head is that a good friend recently told me about a close loved one of hers who was in a tragic brain injury accident, and it happened 4 months ago, and she's basically she's going through a lot. She's still like not communicating and everything, and the insurance company has decided that they're done paying for her treatment because she should have made more progress by now. And what really pisses me off about that is that now we're in a situation where we're required to buy insurance.
But it won't cover.
But they can stop paying whenever they want to. And thank God for this young woman, it happened at her university, you know, on their premises, and it was some equipment that failed that caused her accident. And so they have some recourse. You know, they'll be able to sue the university if that's what it comes to. But what if this had happened to this young woman, like if she was walking down the street and she had a brain injury? You know, if there was no one else to blame, her insurance company they have already stopped paying. The hospital is floating all of her expenses right now. And she's in, you know, she's like a vegetable right now. And so that's one, you know.
And
that's a physical.
Yeah,
physical,
and it's a physical injustice, and I think that's kind of what has stirred me up is the injustice through all of these systems that have been placed upon us. That I feel like energetically, you know, I'm waiting for whatever to happen so all of those things will blow up.
Yeah,
you know,
it's being foisted on us, you know. And the other aspect, the other thing I've had a struggle with, and this has been ongoing for a while now, but it's the our healthcare system, you know, because as you know, Velvet, I'm in the business of treating acne, but holistically.
Sure.
And so I get so frustrated that doctors continuously just prescribe medications that have harmful side effects, and it's all, you know, FDA cleared, and they're making people sick, and that patients aren't told that there are other options out there. Other options aren't recognized by medical doctors because, I don't know, legally they're not allowed to, you know, prescribe things that are unproven to the FDA.
FDA approves this stuff that it kills us. So.
Yeah. You know, people die of prescription medication side effects all the time. It's like one of the highest killers. And I just... I'm able to get people's acne clear all the time, and it's just frustrating when they come to me after they've already been on rounds after of antibiotics and Accutane and all this other BS, you know, and it's just, to me, it's an injustice. I wish they knew that they had an option,
right.
But it's...
Do you believe that everything happens for a reason?
Depends on the day. Sometimes I do. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, because why I'm asking... Wow, this went by so fast. Because why I'm asking, so in Chinese medicine, we shift out of anger, frustration, impatience, resentment. We shift by having compassion and benevolence. And they say benevolence is understanding that everybody is doing the best that they can with the tools they have. And... I mean, this is just me being devil's advocate, because I get kind of like, I want to bring out my sword, but I can't anymore. However, it's like, what if people come to you exactly when they need to? And part of the system crashing is people taking back their own power.
I see that a lot. People come to me all the time, and they're so fed up with our system, our medical healthcare system, and traditional, supposedly traditional medicine, or Western medicine, and they're so ready for a change.
And, you know, and if, I don't know, again, this is a perspective. Is it true? I don't know if anything's true right now, but what's in my heart. But the whole idea that these systems have been created by our collective, and it's going to take that for the collective to change, we as individuals change. And I just know in my own spiritual journey, a big part of my spiritual journey has been taking responsibility for my health.
And taking action.
And taking action, right? And not relying on somebody else to tell me certain things that I can find out for myself.
Yeah.
And it's like this empowerment. So you empower people. You give people pieces of their own puzzle and their own spiritual puzzle too, because the skin is it's the biggest organ of detoxification, right?
Biggest organ, period.
And what causes a lot of skin outbreaks is liver, right?
Yeah.
And so what if they come to you at the time that they need to, and part of the work that you do is you're giving them a piece of their own puzzle back. You're empowering them. And when I'm speaking for my own self, because I get sidetracked with frustration about the system, when I get sidetracked by anger at what they're doing in India, which I have no control over, how does it take me out of my heart, and how does it take me out of seeing and being present with people?
Well said.
And we get to connect. Oh, I think we're about done. We've gone over our time. This is Velvet and Erin reporting live from the center of the galaxy.
Who knows?
They do later. All right. Take it. May the long time sunshine upon you, okay? Bye-bye.